Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're encouraged and honored that you've invited us in the living room with you. And joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
His lips have never moved like that.
Wow. Do we have a picture of that?
Well, he has like the Elvis lip going on. You know what I'm saying?
How does that Elvis lip? Can it's you
like,
show us?
It's like, goes up like this.
Uh-huh. And how does it sound?
I don't know.
No, you know. How does it sound?
I don't know. I don't know how it sounds. Well, you know, I got some really encouraging.
I hope so.
We're not gonna talk about that. But just, man, when you're loosing something prophetically, and it can be very lonely at those moments when you're just being faithful to just say what God is saying, and eventually folks catch up with that word, and then finally, you know, you're like, okay, you know, I'm not crazy, you know? But third great awakening, you know, we've been, you know, praying for, and others have been crying out for a third great awakening in America. And a great awakening is changing literally the DNA of a nation. And you look back at the first great awakening, when it happened in America, it happened, the byproduct of the first great awakening was the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
And the second great awakening, when it happened, the byproduct of it was the end of slavery, because the Civil War happened after the Third Great Awakening. And so you think about it, at the time that the Second Great Awakening was, First Great Awakening, Great Awakening was happening, you know, we'd say Americans, but really British and everybody that was in the land were under the oppression, of a king who was not representing them well and just basically looked at America as a resource. And so in the midst of that oppression, where soldiers are kicking your doors in and taking your stuff and searching you into these things illegally and or whatever the king wanted done, in the midst of that, the Lord broke out.
Mm-hmm.
A revival to the intensity that brought a great awakening to the people that were in the land. And the byproduct of that was the birthing of a nation. I mean, think about it. The birthing of a nation took place with the first great awakening. The second great awakening, it happened in the midst of why slavery was legal, why men were oppressing men, you know, Americans oppressing Americans, this real evil thing happening in America. But during that second great awakening, that's what happened. But it was the people that God touched, and it was people, men and women of God, that were like, this thing has to end. This has to end. And they were willing to stand up against the status quo, and it was the church that came in and began to say, the Puritans and all that was going on, saying this has got to end. And the byproduct of the Second Great Awakening was the end of slavery with the Emancipation Proclamation that came to pass. But it's almost like God builds up a nation and takes the church through a moment in time to give her the strength that she's going to need to bust through something that they never would have been able to do on their own. Right? I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about a third great awakening, you're talking about, you know, God, what are you going to do? Because it happens in the midst of against all odds. It happens because, you know, things were pushed at and pushed at, but it didn't give. So it's almost like God just charges the batteries of his people. He brings in and saves a multitude of folks. And then he says, charge, you know, and just carry to this next generation my love. And it's so exciting. So when you talk about a third great awakening, that's what we're talking about. You know, God, what are you going to do? So somebody says, well, these are terrible times. Well, it's not as bad as they were previously, but understand this. That's when God moves. That's when God moves. So we're talking about that. And you think about it, it's kind of been like a winter where things have been frozen. And I want to just share with you a couple things from Dutch Sheets, of Dutch Sheets Ministries, where he's talking about how, you know, things are beginning to thaw out, and you can just feel them. We begin to feel them ourselves. And just listen to what Dutch Sheets says here, because he's going to be speaking about throughout this program about this third great awakening. Listen up.
The winter season is coming to an end for many. And the Lord knew that he knew how I would process that because of studies I have done and teachings I have done. He knew exactly what I would hear when he said that to me. He knew that I would go immediately to Ezekiel 47, which is the passage about the river that flows out from the throne of God and begins as a trickle. Then it goes up to the ankles and then the knees and, of course, then the waist and then a river that is so deep it can't be forded. You have to swim in the river. And I've taught on that, as most of we leaders and pastors have over the years, because it's a great passage. It's just a wonderful chapter. But one of the things that most people don't know there is that the word river, when it becomes a river and not just a trickle, it's not a typical word in Hebrew for river. It's nakal, which in Hebrew means literally a winter torrent. A winter torrent. It's not called that, a winter torrent, because it flows in winter. It's called a winter torrent because it's created by winter. It is created by the ice and the snow melt in the spring that is caused, or that that comes from the snow of winter. Being in Colorado for 20 years, I saw this many times. You go up to the mountains in the springtime in Colorado, and you'll see hundreds, probably thousands of just little tiny finger-sized little rivulets just all over the mountain. And then those come together in little ditch, you know, I mean, maybe 6 inches wide. And then those come together and form a little ditch. And then those come together and form a gully. And then those come together and form a stream. And by the time you get to the valley below, you have this raging torrent of a river that is, in the spring, fearsome. It's just dangerous. You know, if you're going to raft, and they have to rate the rivers because you don't want to get in certain ones of them. I mean, especially if you're not an expert, because they're just a raging torrent. And that's the word here. So when he talks about the river in Ezekiel 47, it's this increasing water level that comes because the season is changing.
And I'm so excited about it. You can feel the season. That's Dutch Sheets and, you know, Dutch Sheets Ministries. And you can find out how to get to him at VFNTV.com. But understand this. Man, that is so bears witness with my spirit. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it does with yours as well. Yeah. That, you know, you've been feeling that. And quite often, you know, almost like Solomon says, you know, everything flows to the ocean, but it's never satisfied. But the reason why it flows is because it begins as snow and rain, and it comes down off the mountains, and it just progresses. And you think about a winter, everything's just locked up and frozen and dormant. And it's been this huge dormant season. And you're just thinking, man, just stay faithful in the season to God and stay, just be, you know, begin. It's perfect time to begin to build foundation and to hear what God is saying, because, you know, whatever you're able to do will be based on what foundation you've been able to lay in God. And it can only be as significant. As the stuff that's underground, you can't really see in your life. But I went in the beginning of the year to spend time with the Lord in a sabbatical, just to hear his voice. And God just began to stir. I mean, something broke loose in a big way, And it was so encouraging. You got to hear what Dutch Sheets talking about here, because something took place.
And when they went back 18 years, it was 1973. January of 1973, Roe versus Wade. Legalized abortion became the law of the land.
And what he's talking about here is that a prophetic word that was given, I don't know if this is the next one's coming up, a prophetic word that was given by Chuck Pierce some years back. And they said 18 years ago, this is how it is. Matter of fact, listen to this next, this is probably it, listen up.
A 40-year curse involving the death of the signs and wonders movement in America is coming, has ended, and we're moving into a new season of signs and wonders.
This is it. Think about this. You're thinking, you know, what took place? If you go back and you study history, a good book to read is Robert Lurden's book, God's Generals, to kind of get an overview of this massive healing wave of signs, wonders, and miracles that was taking place in America. But suddenly, it just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped. You know when it stopped? It stopped in 1973. You know what happened in 1973? That's what he's talking about. That's when they passed Roe versus Wade. Think about it. Roe versus Wade, where abortion was made legal, mm-hmm. and you count out 40 years later, and 40 years later, which is the cycle of judgment that comes down, that you're looking at very, very little, because everybody will always talk about, you know, God's moving in every nation but mm-hmm. America. You got to go to Africa to do this. You got to go. But if you go there to these other countries, they're not walking around as angels. I mean, you know, it wasn't that.
Yeah.
And if you go back and study the people during the times of all the signs and wonders before 1973, they weren't angels. So it's not about that. It's about that we went under the time. He's saying we went up under a time. You know, Chuck Pierce gave the word,
mm-hmm.
and Dutch Sheets found the word and then researched the word and found out that 40 years, January of 2013, represented the end of 40-year judgment that came down on America,
mm-hmm.
that all of a sudden now signs and wonders are going to be released again, and the healing. I mean, think about all the voice of healing and mm-hmm. all these things that were taking place, and it's like, man, and I could sense. I remember when on my sabbatical, I just feel the shift that took place, and it's real difficult when you shift because, as a matter of fact, Dutch is going to be talking about that in just a moment. Some people don't want to shift, but when you don't shift, you miss the time of his visitation. God's about to begin to pour out a third great awakening. As a matter of fact, listen to this.
And you're starting to hear about ministries. I was just being told yesterday at dinner about a man who they told me that he's a prophet, and he's just starting to have these dramatic miracles and everywhere he goes. Well, that's just what's going to happen. Signs and wonders are going to begin to take place again as a part of this third great awakening that's coming. And I just challenge you, get your faith out there that this cycle of judgment is over and God is now going to awaken once again in America. Signs, wonders, and miracles, because there's a generation that wants to know, is he real? Is there really a God? Is he who you say he is? There's a generation, they're going to have to see some supernatural things take place. And there's a generation that they've never seen a miracle. God's going to show them signs, wonders, and miracles.
That's Dutch Sheets. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Welcome back. We're talking about just listening to some encouraging prophetic words from Dutch Sheets, Dutch Sheets Ministries here. In regards to this third great awakening that we've just been believing God for. Mm-hmm. And as we talked earlier in earlier programs, that he's stepping down from the leadership of Christ for the Nations to be able to be a part of what he believes is share that on the air? I don't even know if we even shared that on the air.
I'm not sure.
But he made a statement just recently, a few days ago, that he's stepping down from leadership in Christ for the Nations so that he could focus on what he believes is a two to three-year
mm-hmm.
window of opportunity for a third great awakening in America. He feels like that's been his call all along. He says, if you've known him, that's his call. And but it's so encouraging because you're starting to see people take major moves. Can you put that right there? And so when you're looking at this, like, my goodness, these words are very, very, very encouraging. And so this signs, wonders, and miracles, because the curse has been broken, he's saying. And it was prophesied also by Chuck Pierce. And these two guys went from state to state. I don't know if you know about that or not. And,
mm-hmm.
and prayed over every single state, got a word, tried to hear the word of God over every state. And a very powerful, powerful thing you need to read about your state, what you need to pray about. But when you're looking here, and it's like, man, signs, wonders, and miracles. Because if you look back, it was such a natural thing. It wasn't some special whatever. It was because people believed God. They operated in the times in the faith in God, and God moved. And but when you're in a time of a curse, or you're in a time of a judgment because of killing, shedding of innocent blood, when you mm-hmm. pass a law that for 40 years, all the way up till January 2013, that that was a 40-year mark for Roe versus Wade. And even though the sin hasn't stopped, he was talking about that the time of judgment is over. And how it was Lindsay.
It was Gordon Lindsay.
Gordon Lindsay, that 2 months after the passing of Roe versus Wade, who moved in Signs and Wonders,
Signs and
the
Wonders,
Voice of Healing.
Bible teacher, he wrote The Voice
yes,
of Healing.
Christ for the Nations. That as a sign that it's over for a period of 40 years, he fell dead after preaching.
Yeah.
2 months after passing of Roe versus Wade. And when you understand the context, how significant that was, I can imagine what it felt like. Like, how could this be after so many, so much, and the enemy's just trying to do as much as he can to be able to stop. But we look in this that then he goes on is talking about that you got to be able to shift. You know, some ministries are good for a season, and it's time to shake that off. And some people just can't do that. Some people are like, you know, this is what you're just like, but you know. As a matter of fact, listen to what Dutch Sheets is talking about that. Don't you want to be a part of what God's about to do?
There are some ministries that are born for a season that don't even need to be carried into the next one. So we're going to have to be very flexible in this season and ready to change and adapt and be stretched, change the way we think, change the way we pray. I think some of the shifts that are coming will be just as radical as they were in the 70s. Be firm and inflexible when it comes to sound doctrine, but be very, very flexible when it comes to strategies, methods, procedures, even vision.
That's so important because you think about Bob Jones's word was that the bread that was of the 70s is going to come back. And now you're seeing kind of why it was the 70s, because that's when 73 began, the 40-year cycle began. And it's like we're going to go back and begin to just crank up your faith and begin to believe God for what he's about to do. And it's about Jesus. It's about the whole body of Christ. What I'm seeing is part of what God's doing. And it's a tsunami of God's presence. You're starting to move. We've seen the waves. We've seen the tsunamis. We've seen God showing us these things.
Right.
And you can hear about them on earlier programs. We're talking about these visions and dreams that God's given about this. But he's talking about it's a tsunami of his presence. Listen up.
There is coming a tsunami generation that will ride the wave of my spirit. They will be called my war eagles. They will ride the wave of my presence, and as my war eagles, they will begin to fly, picked up by the waves of my presence. And they will begin to do the manifest works of my kingdom in ways that only apostles have done. For they will now rise in an apostolic and prophetic mantle and begin to go forth into the earth as healers and deliverers. Great signs and wonders will be upon them as my manifest presence and power begins to be loosed through their lives. There is coming now the rise of young reformers.
You think about that, and you got to see this whole word. We're going to make it available to you where you actually can get to the entire word. It'll be available on the VFN Torch. But this is amazing, talking about these war eagles, how they had these eagles that you would, they were so strong that they could literally pick a man up and carry him for like another 20 feet. I think it was like 20 feet or something like that. 20 miles.
That's at a time.
20 feet.
You could jump up and you could go. Anyway, you could find out more about it. The thing about it is just great exploits for the Lord that's going to be done in the context of that. And so it's like, and these, it's so exciting because the intensity of this generation coming forth is just amazing. And we're seeing this tsunami. We're beginning just to feel the trickles and and it's just so encouraging, you know, see what's going on. But we have to understand that, you know, we have to be able, there's these seasons, it's a season of change. You cannot continue to do what you're doing and expect different results. It's called, that's the definition of insanity. You got to be able to be open, to be able to change in this season, changing your strategies. Listen up.
Changing seasons means changing strategies. A change of season means there must be a change of strategy. The very concept of old versus new wineskins is all about the ability to flex and change. If you're not going to change, you are going to become an old wineskin that cannot handle whole new wine. It's a season to change. And if you're not changing with the times, the times are going to change without you. And like Jerusalem, you will miss the time of your visitation if you don't flex.
Could you imagine missing the time of the Lord's visitation? And people have a tendency to not want to change.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And it's like, are you satisfied with the amount of God that you have in your life right now, the amount of his presence? You don't want more? I mean, when you think about it, I mean, you think about what took place in the healing waves where thousands, 36 people would be healed in one night, rods in their back, metal rods would just disintegrate and people would disappear and people would be able to bend and knees came back and bones and legs and hearts and God was just getting all this glory. I mean, think about it, where God begins to move in a powerful, powerful way in regards to, it's just time for us to crank our faith up in that, in the context of it, but got to be ready to change. It's like, you know, let everything go. I got to have God.
That's right.
You know, be willing to let some, you'd be surprised when you get rid of the hay, wood, and stubble. It's not as complicated, you know, as religions made it out to be. You're able to be freer to be able to follow God. And it makes me think about what he said about the voice of healing, you know, listening to the voice. As a matter of fact, listen up. There's this voice of healing that we heard. Listen up.
And he looked at him and he said, "Tap into the voice of healing, Ken." He started preaching again. And then he stopped after a few seconds and said, "Tap into the voice of healing, Ken." And then he heard me talk about the voice of healing ending and the curse being lifted. And it's time to tap into the signs and wonders again. I tell you, guys, ladies, tap into the voice of healing. Honestly, I believe we're going to see more people healed outside of church services in this movement than we are going to see healed in here. I believe we're going to bring them here to disciple them and to share the testimonies. I believe they'll be healed in office buildings, schools, playgrounds, living rooms, backyards, taxi cabs, supermarkets, what? Whorehouses? Go get them, girl. Courthouses. Well, courthouses too. Man, I want the judges and the whores. Ain't got none of that religious stuff on me. There is a level of grace about to be poured out that is striking. It's awesome. It's going to come to sinners and awaken them when they're not looking. Are you hearing me? They're not going to be looking. It's going to get prodigals when the prodigals don't even know they want to go home. They're going to wake up one day and decide, "I'm ready to go home." Sinners who don't believe are going to wake up and say, "I believe." Atheists are going to have some light turned on inside of them. God is about to give us mega grace, and the mega grace will produce mega power and mega conversions and mega outpourings and mega breakthroughs and mega gifts of the Spirit. And I don't know how to measure that. I just know God says it's coming.
The third great awakening. Come, Lord Jesus, come. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com.
VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation live.